place and get some rest. So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place.
众人看见他们去，有许多认识他们的，就从各城步行，一同跑到那里，比他们先赶到了。
But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them.
耶稣出来，见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般。于是开口教训他们许多道理。
When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
天已经晚了，门徒进前来，说，这是野地，天已经晚了，请叫众人散开，他们好往四面乡村里去，自己买什么吃。
By this time, it was late in the day, so his disciples came to him.This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat.
耶稣回答说，你们给他们吃吧。门徒说，我们可以去买二十两银子的饼给他们吃吗？
But he answered, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that would take 8 months of a man's wages. Are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?
耶稣说，你们有多少饼，可以去看看。他们知道了，就说，五个饼，两条鱼。
How many loaves do you have? He asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish.
耶稣吩咐他们，叫众人一般一般地坐在青草地上，众人就一排一排地坐下，有100一排的，有50一排的。
Then Jesus directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in groups of hundreds and fifties.
耶稣拿着这五个饼，两条鱼，望着天祝福，掰开饼递给门徒，摆在众人面前，也把那两条鱼分给众人。
Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to his disciples to set before the people.He also divided the 2 fish among them all.
他们都吃，并且吃饱了。门徒就把碎饼碎鱼收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。吃饼的男人共有5000。
They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples picked up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of the men who had eaten was 5,000.
耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去。等他叫众人散开，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray.
到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒阴风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里约有4更天，就在海面上走。往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。
When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. He saw the disciples straining at the oars, because the wind was against them. About the 4th watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake. He was about to pass by them.
但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out, because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid.
于是到他们那里，上了船，风就住了。他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚妄。
Then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down. They were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened.
天上的父，每一次来到你面前的时候，我们都很期待。
Our Heavenly Father, each time when we come in front of you, we are full of expectation.
期待你与我们同在。
We expect that you will be among us, be with us.
期待你的怜悯和恩惠临到我们每一个人。
We expect that your mercy and your blessing would be with each one of us.
期待我们全身心上面的这些的重担、这些的压力， 能够在你的面前都交托出去。
We expect that all our stress, our worries can be given to you.
因为你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
Because you are our Lord.
我们这个时候特别为小 Jacob 来祷告。
At this very moment, we want to pray for the little Jacob.
求你的医治的大手临到这个小生命。
Please bless this little new life.
这个生命是你给的。
He comes from you.
你也要在他的身上彰显你的作为和能力。
Please show your greatness in him.
让众人都能够认出你自己的荣耀来。
Let everyone identify and see your glory on him.
求你与他的父母、他的祖父祖母都同在。
Please be with his parents, be with his grandparents.
愿平安在他们每一个人的心中掌权。
May peace be in charge in one and every one of them.
我们相信众弟兄姐妹全教会的同心祷告你都听见了。
We believe that every brother and sister and all our prayers from our church can be heard from you.
主，我们也谢谢你，你是不断讲话的神。
Lord, we thank you. You are keep telling and talking to us.
信道是从听道而来的。
For us to believe in the gospel comes from hearing and listening your words.
今天当我们打开你的话语的时候，就求你打开我们的耳朵。
Today, when we are here listening to your words, please open our ears.
你的话语一旦解开，就会发出亮光来。
Once your words are revealed, it would shine lights in our life.
让我们众人的信心能够在你的话语当中被建造起来。
Please let us and our beliefs be built up among your words.
谢谢你垂听我们同心合意的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们打开圣经的时候，我们会读到圣经里的一些话，实际上是有一点难以置信的。
When we open the Bible and we read some of God's words, some of them actually become unbelievable.
特别是主给我们的一些的应许，好到一个地步，好像我们都难以相信这些应许是给我们的。
Especially some promises that God promised us, that when we read it, we kind of can't believe that this is so good, it is for us.
这里给大家举一些例子。
Here are some examples.
比如说在约翰福音的14章12节，耶稣是这样讲的。
First example is in John 14:12.
我实实在在地告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
所以读圣经的难处还不在于有一些的话我们读不懂。
So the real difficult part of reading a Bible is not that some words we don't understand.
更大的难处是说很容易读得懂，但是很难以置信。
The greater challenge is that something that's very easy to understand but really, really hard to believe.
这句话我们读过一遍都能明白。
Once we read this sentence, we all understand.
耶稣为了强调这句话，他特别讲说：“我实实在在的把实话告诉你们。”
In order to emphasize it, Jesus says here, "I tell you the truth."
我可以医病，我可以赶鬼。
I can cure the sick. I can cast the demons out.
凡信我的人也可以做跟我做的同样的事情。
Whoever believes in me can do the same thing as I do.
我可以使死人复活，你们身上也有这个能力。
I can revive the death, and you have this ability too.
不仅如此。
Not only this.
你们还可以做比我做的事情更大的事。
You can even do greater things than what I have done.
大家相信这句话吗？
Do you believe in this?
你我能够做的比耶稣做的事情还要伟大的事情吗？
Can you and I do even greater things than what Jesus has already done?
耶稣可以用五饼二鱼喂饱五千人哦。
Jesus can feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
耶稣可以在水面上行走哦。
Jesus can walk on water.
你我不仅可以做这些事，而且可以做比这更大的事，这些话可以相信吗？
Do you believe that you and I can not only do these, but also greater things than these?
耶稣可以走遍各城各乡传讲天国的福音。
Jesus can go to everywhere and to spread God's gospel.
然后耶稣告诉你，告诉我，我们可以做比他更大的事，这是你的经历吗？这是我的经历吗？
And he told us, you and I can do even greater things than this. Have you experienced this? Are you experiencing this right now?
再举另外一个例子，这是耶稣对门徒讲说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
Here's another example from John. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
大家有做过这个祷告吗？
Have you prayed like this before?
大家有支取这个应许放在你的祷告当中，你应许了主啊，你说。
Have you asked God to grant you the wish? Because
凡是奉主的名的祷告，无论求什么，主都会给我们呢。
Whatever you pray for, as long as it is in name of Jesus, He's going to give it to you.
当然，这句话被很多人滥用了。
A lot of people misunderstood this one.
耶稣不是那个意思，说你无论按照你自己的意思求什么，上帝都会照着你的意思给你。显然，耶稣不是这个意思。
Jesus didn't mean like whatever you pray, as long as it is in His name, God is going to grant that wish to you.
但即使是我们把这句话回到它的上下文，我们读懂了它的话，它是说我们在结果子的过程当中，他差派我们去结果子，在做这件事情的过程当中，无论向父求什么，天父都会赐给我们。
But as long as we put this one back into its texts and we understand, it is saying like as it is, we are going to bear fruit. And during that process, whatever we are asking the Lord, He's going to grant that wish to us.
就是在我们传福音的过程当中，使人做主门徒的过程当中，无论向父求什么，上帝都会凭着他这个应许来赐给我们。但这样的话也是真的是让我们难以置信。
It is during the process of spreading the gospel, during the process of having people believe in God, and then whatever we ask, He's going to grant us. But that's also unbelievable. It's hard to believe.
但是有人相信。
But there are people who believe it.
而且他还会跟我们做见证。保罗他就讲说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Not only believe in it, he also said, I can do everything through him who gave me the strength.
不光耶稣基督这样的应许，历史上真的是有人相信，而且有人把耶稣基督的应许变成了他们自己亲身的经历。
There are people in the history believed and practiced and have that promise become their own experiences.
对于我们当中弟兄姐妹读圣经很认真，我们也很认真地看重神的话语的人，这些话语是一点难处的。
For the sisters and brothers among us who read the Bible really, really careful, and it's really hard to understand.
我们相信，不是 understand, 是接受，相信。
It's really hard to
明白是很容易明白的，但是凭着信心去接受，转成我们的经历，却成为一个很大的难处。特别是当我们读到这种凡事靠着加给我力量的，凡事都能做，然后无论你求什么。天父都会赐给你这种凡事无论好像没有留下一点的余地一点的含糊耶稣就是要这样应许的你信还是不信
especially with the words everything and whatever this kind of very confirming words it's very hard do you believe or not
今天我们读的经文前面我们已经读过了这段经文呢就是让我们帮助我们明白帮助我们相信这些事情
The verses we just read is to help us to understand, to believe.
从门徒不断跟随主的经历当中我们看到耶稣是带他们不断的晋升不断的经历上帝更大的能力更丰盛的一些的恩典
From the disciples' experiences, we can see that Jesus has brought the disciples closer and closer to experience the Lord continually.
在五饼二鱼喂饱五千人之前，耶稣先差派这些门徒两个两个出去，去传福音，去医治，去赶鬼。
Before the five loaves, two fish, Jesus sent his disciples out to spread the gospels, two in a group, to get rid of the demons.
这些门徒回来都非常的兴奋，因为他们从来以前没有做过这样的事情啊。现在以前看着耶稣做，现在他们自己可以做这些事情。
When the disciples came back, they are very excited because they have never done this before. They always seen and watched Jesus do it. Now they are the one who's doing it.
但耶稣的带领，门徒的经历没有停在那里。
But it didn't stop right there.
耶稣要让他们经历更多。
Jesus wants them to experience more.
所以就带他们暗暗地去了旷野。
So he took them quietly to the wilderness.
当人越聚越多，光男人就有五千，加上孩子，加上妇女，可能上万人聚在一起的时候，耶稣就行了这个神迹。
When there are more and more people gathering together, the men would be 5,000. If we counted the children and women, it would be tens of thousands of people. Jesus showed this miracle.
在门徒面前行这个神迹，耶稣是要让他们知道。他们所跟随的这个主不光是能够医治，不光是能够赶鬼，不光是传天国的福音。
Jesus showed this miracle in front of the disciples, not only because he wants people to know that he is the kind of God that can cure the disease, can get rid of demons.
让他们知道啊，他们所跟随的这个主可以用五饼二鱼行出神迹来，喂饱上万人。
He also wants them to know that he is the kind of God that can use five loaves, two fish to feed tens of thousands of people.
同一天，当五饼二鱼的神迹行出来之后呢，耶稣就差这些门徒上了船，要渡到湖的对岸去。
On the same day after he performed this miracle, he sent his disciples get on the boat to go to the other side.
所以这是同一天里面发生的两件神迹。
There's two miracles happen on the same day.
之前门徒有经历过，当耶稣跟他们一起在船上的时候，他们遇到了风浪，耶稣醒过来以后就可以平静风浪。
In the past, the disciples experienced this, which was when Jesus was on the same boat with them, and they had storms. And when Jesus woke up, he calmed down the storms. That's his miracle.
这一次耶稣有意的没有跟门徒一起上船。
And this time, Jesus purposely did not get on the same boat as his disciples.
他催促门徒上船之后，他自己一个人就上山去祷告去了。
He rushed his disciples to get on the boat, and then he went alone, go to a mountainside to pray.
耶稣要借着这一次的事情呢，让门徒去学习怎么去支取耶稣的能力，耶稣的权柄，他们自己可以经历，他们可以平静风浪的这样的神迹。
Jesus wants to use this opportunity to teach the disciples how to receive the power from Jesus themselves.
从前他们相信，哇，我们的主是万事都能做，凡事都能做的主。
In the past, his disciples believed that our Lord is a Lord that can do anything.
这一次呢，耶稣想让他们学习说，不光他们的主可以万事都能做，我们这些跟随他的门徒也可以靠着他加给我们的力量，万事都能做。
This time, Jesus wants them to learn that by receiving the power from God, his disciples can also do whatever Jesus could do.
五饼二鱼的神迹是非常有名的。
The five loaves and two fish is a very famous miracle.
在四本福音书里面唯一这四本福音都记载的一个神迹就是这个。
This is the only miracle that's been recorded in all four Gospels.
我们初看之下觉得说这个神迹是在彰显主耶稣基督的荣耀。
When we first read it, we think this miracle is to show the glory of Jesus Christ.
我们第一印象是说这个神耶稣基督太有能力了，太有怜悯了。
The first impression we have is that Jesus Christ is such a merciful God, and he has such a big power.
首先，当他们去了旷野的时候，耶稣看到这许多的人，耶稣第一个反应就是怜悯他们。
When Jesus see all the people, the crowd followed him to the wilderness, his first reaction is to have mercy.
因为他像一个牧羊人一样，看到这些人呢，好像就看到这群没有方向、没有牧羊人的一群的羊。
Because he's like a shepherd. When he see the people, he felt like they are the sheep without a shepherd.
他们不仅有身体上的需要，疾病需要医治，鬼需要被赶走，他们还有灵魂深处的很深的需要。
They do not only have the need on their body, they need to have demons driven out of them. They also have the urge of their thirsty in spirit.
所以耶稣就开口讲神的话啊。让他们的灵魂在神的话语当中能够得到满足。
Then Jesus start to talk about God's words, so they can be satisfied with God's word.
所以后来耶稣看到他们天晚了也没有饭吃的时候，他就怜悯他们。
And then when it's getting darker and they don't have food to eat, Jesus began.
门徒说：“哎呀，天晚了，就把他们拆出去，他们自己找吃的吧。”
The disciples said, "Well, it's getting dark. Let's." Let people go so they can go find their food on themselves.
但耶稣没有这样对待这一群人，而是说，你们给他吃吗？
But Jesus didn't do so. He told his disciples, "You find something for them to eat."
在行这个神迹之前，马可特别记载说，让这群人一帮一帮的坐在哪里？坐在青草地上。
Before he performed the miracle, in Mark it said, Jesus.Directed them to have all the people sit down in groups on the green grass.
前面说主耶稣基督看到这群人像羊没有牧人，后面又讲说他们坐在青草地上。
Previously, we said Jesus see them. He felt they are like sheep without shepherd. Now we say they are sitting on the green grass.
然后就用五饼二鱼喂饱了这五千人。
Then he feed these 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那我们就很自然的就想象到说诗篇二十三篇所讲的哈，这个他使我们躺卧在青草地上。
And we naturally think about Psalm 23. He's like a shepherd.
耶稣基督对待我们哈，是那样的怜悯，那样的温柔，那样的充满慈爱。
He's so loving and gentle and treated us like that.
我们就看到说他们不仅吃饱了哈，吃了以后还装满了12个篮子的碎饼和碎鱼。
And then they all ate and were satisfied. Also the disciples pick up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces of bread and fish.
实在是神的能力是无人能比的。
Nobody can compare God's ability.
把这件事情跟在旷野当中以色列人吃玛哪的经历相比的话，我们看出耶稣基督的能力是何等的丰盛。
We can see the abundance in Jesus' ability. If we compare this event to the Israelites eat manna in the wilderness.
以色列人在旷野没有饭吃的时候，神每一天就从天上降下玛哪来，成为他们每一天的食物。
When the Israelites had no food to eat in the wilderness, God would drop manna from the sky for them to eat every day.
但是玛哪降下来的数量是刚刚好，每一天就那么多，吃完了以后也不会剩下的。
But the number of manna that drop down from the sky every day is just right enough for people.No more, no less.
耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱这五千人上万人之后，特别交代说还剩了12篮子的碎鱼和碎饼。
But after the miracle of 5 loaves and 2 fish, the Bible especially emphasized that the disciples pick up the leftovers.
我们在跟这个以利沙当初行的一个神迹来做对比，这也是在旧约里面很有名的故事。
We can also compare with this story in the Old Testament, the story of Elijah.
以利沙的一个门徒死了。
One of his disciples died.
他的门徒的妻子就来求以利沙来帮忙。
His disciple's wife came and asked Elijah's help.
因为他们很穷，没有办法养活这一家。
Because she's poor and they do not have enough money to feed the family.
他还有两个儿子需要照顾。
He has 2 young sons need to take care of.
雪上加霜，债主还追上门来讨债。
Even worse, people come and ask for the money that they own them.
以利沙要帮助他们，就问这个寡妇说：“你有什么？”
Elijah want to help her, so he asked her, "What do you have?"
她说我们家里就剩了一瓶油了。
She said, well, we only have a little bit of oil left.
伊丽莎就说好，你去邻居家尽量去借那些容器，能借多少借多少。
Elisha said, well, okay, how about you go and borrow the jars, the containers from your neighbors, as many as you can get together.
你借来的器皿之后呢，你就开始把你的那一瓶的油倒在这些容器里面。
Once you gather all these containers, just start pouring your oil into them.
结果这个寡妇就照着先知的吩咐去做。
So this widow did what this prophet told her to do.
倒了一瓶，倒了一罐，倒了一缸，越倒越多，而且这个瓶子里面的油不停不停地往出流。
One by one, the oil filled the jars and still overflowing.
到什么时候停下来呢？
When did they stop?
当他说，哎呀，器皿都用光了，没有更多的器皿的时候，哎，油就停了。
When she find out that all the jars and containers were full, then the oil stopped flowing.
五饼二鱼的神迹跟这个以利沙的神迹相比较哈，就是说这个
以利沙这个神迹是跟人的信心连在一起的。
Comparing to the five loaves and two fish, the miracle of Elisha is more connected to people's faith.
你信心到什么程度，你就可以盛装上帝多大程度的赐福。
Where and how much your faith is.How much blessing you can get from the Lord.
但是耶稣基督五饼二鱼行神迹的时候，他面对的这些人，门徒是没有信心的，没有想到这件事情，连吃饼吃鱼的人，他们也没有这样的信心说耶稣要行这个神迹哦。
The disciples didn't have this faith that Jesus is going to have this miracle. And the people who eat the food definitely didn't think of anything like that would happen.
有的时候耶稣所行的神迹的的确确是与人的信心连在一起的。
Sometimes it is indeed that Jesus' miracle is connected to people's faith.
但有一些时候，耶稣所行的神迹就是出于他的怜悯。
Other times it just purely came from his mercy.
哪怕是人没有信心，你想那些三个至少死人复活的例子，死人是没有信心的。
Even though people have no faith at all, for example, He got the dead people live again.
耶稣照样可以使死人复活。
He can still revive the dead.
他怜悯人，彰显他自己的奇妙的作为。
He has mercy in people.
以利沙只帮助了一家人。
Elisha only helped one family.
但耶稣基督却帮助了许许多多的人。
Jesus Christ, on the other hand, helped lots of people.
所以这是我们读这个神迹第一印象，耶稣太伟大了。
This is our first impression when reading this story is Jesus is so great and wonderful.
但大家仔细去读会发觉五饼二鱼的神迹的重点其实不在主耶稣基督自己的荣耀上面。
But while we read more and think more about it, we realize that the important part of five loaves and two fish is not actually focused on the glory of Jesus Christ himself.
甚至我们可以这样讲哈，这件事情的重点并不在于彰显上帝的能力。
We can even say that the focus of this story is not in glorifying God's ability.
大家读读这些话。
Let's read these words.
当耶稣看见天晚了，人没有饭吃的时候，他对门徒讲的第一句话是什么？
What is the first sentence when Jesus sees it's getting dark and people have no food to eat?
他是说你们门徒，你们给他们吃吧。
He said, "You," means the disciples, "you give them something to eat."
当门徒没有信心说，哎呀，算一下，我们这钱根本就不够，我们到哪里去买这么多饼的时候，耶稣对他们讲什么？你们有多少饼？
When disciples saying, well, we don't have enough money, we don't know where to buy the food, Jesus said, how many loaves do you have? Go and see.
当这些人一排一排坐在这个草地上的时候，耶稣是吩咐他们，是指门徒，吩咐门徒帮助这些人坐好。
When the people are sitting on the green grass line by line, and Jesus directed his disciples, he told his disciples to have all people sit down.
当耶稣拿着饼拿着鱼望天祝谢之后，拨开以后就分给门徒，
让门徒去
递给其他的人。
After Jesus gave thanks when he held the bread and fish, he gave it to his disciples, asked them to give out to people.
人都吃饱了，但这个神迹还没有结束，是门徒继续把这些碎饼碎鱼又收拾起来，有十二篮子的剩余。
After everybody's full, it's not the miracle's not finished. It is the disciples who pick up the leftovers, which fill up 12 baskets full.
换句话说，这个神迹的一开始，耶稣就想把这个神迹交给门徒来做。
In another word, at the very beginning of this miracle, Jesus actually wanted to hand it over to his disciples to perform the miracle.
当耶稣对门徒讲的说，你们给他们吃的时候，如果这个时候耶稣的门徒有信心的话。
When Jesus told the disciples, you give them to eat. If the disciples at that very moment have faith.
如果这些门徒不光是看到自己所没有的，更是看到身边这个主有这个能力可以做万事都能做的话，他们会问说，主啊，那我们怎么去喂？
If the disciples were not focused on, oh, we don't have, what they do not have, but focusing on that, the great Lord who can do everything, who is standing next to them, they would ask how we can do this.
主，你提出这个方案，我们实在是看不到有怎么去做，你可不可以教我们？
Well, you have this great idea, but we really do not know how to do it. Can you please teach us how to do it?
如果当初的门徒是这样的回应的话，我相信五饼二鱼喂饱五千人的不是耶稣亲自来行这个神迹，而是门徒在行这个神迹。
If the disciples have the reaction like we just said, then I believe this miracles would not be performed by Jesus, but by all his disciples.
但即使是当时的门徒没有这样的信心，耶稣还是不断的把门徒带进来，跟他一起来同工，来做成这件事。
Even though the disciples at that time did not have a faith like this, Jesus still bring them all into this miracle and have them co-working with him to perform and finish the miracle.
从始至终，耶稣不断地让门徒进来，不是他自己在做哦，而是让门徒跟他一起去做，看着他怎么去做，然后在这个过程中不断地分饼的过程当中来亲身经历这样伟大的神迹。
From the beginning to the end, Jesus did not do it by himself. He always involved his disciples, have them watch him how to do it and tell them what to do.
耶稣的门徒他们是很谦卑，看到自己的不行。
Jesus' disciples are very humble. They see what they cannot do.
他们看到这么多人的需要，他们自己是无能为力，能够靠着自己的能力能够满足这些需要的。
They see a huge need and they know and realize, rely on themselves and their ability, they cannot meet their needs.
然而他们的失败之处在于说，他们不能够在这种情况下去支取耶稣的能力，支取耶稣的丰盛来满足别人的需要。
Well, the failure of the disciples at that time was that at that moment, they didn't realize that they can receive the power from Jesus Christ to do what Jesus asked them to do.
门徒尝试着是用自己的计算、自己的打算、安排来解决人的问题。
They were calculating, they were trying to solve people's issue with their own ability.
他们却失败之处就是没有认出这条路是走不通的，要学习转脸去看这位丰盛的主，这位大有能力的主，到底他能做什么。
They failed in realizing that this is not the way they should do. Instead, they should turn to the Lord who can do everything and then ask and then learn how to do it.
其实我们不也是这样吗？
And we all the same.
我们常常说我不能做这个，我不能做那个，我不行。
We always say, oh, I can do this, I can do, I really, I can't.
我没有能力，我这个超过我的能力所能做到的了。
We say, this is more than what I can do.
当我们参与教会的服事时的时候，我们常常讲，我们是一个小教会，我们没有足够的同工，我们缺乏这个，缺乏那个。
When we are co-working, we always say, oh, this is a small church, we are lack of this, we are lack of that.
就像这些门徒一样，他们看到的是自己所没有的。
It's the same as these disciples. They always focus on what they do not have.
却忽略了在他们身边的这位主是一位掌管天地宇宙万物的主宰。
They ignored the Lord that standing next to them is the one that's in charge of the whole universe.
弟兄姐妹，千万不要小看你自己。
Sisters and brothers, do not look down upon it yourself.
千万不要轻易地对自己讲说我不行。
Do not say I cannot so easily.
千万不要对你的同工，对你的教会服事的弟兄姐妹讲说我们这个不行，那个不行。
Do not tell your coworkers that we can do this, we can do that.
是的，当我们面临这样的有限的资源、有限的人手的时候，我们要转脸来依靠主，这正是我们经历主的时候。
Yes, when we are facing the shortness of resources, shortness of staff, we really need to turn to the Lord. This is the time we are experiencing the Lord.
当初这一批门徒一开始的时候，他们都失败过。
At the beginning for all these disciples, they were all failed. They have failed before.
今天我们这些门徒还要继续失败下去吗？
Are we as disciples going to fail again?
这些门徒是我们的先驱，他们没有经历这些事情，没有圣经可以读，没有福音书告诉他们前面的失败成功的榜样。
They don't have examples, either successful examples or fail examples to follow.
我们今天都看见，都听见，都读过了，难道我们还要继续像他们一样，只是看到自己的没有，而忽略了上帝的丰盛吗？
But now we see their story, we learn from what they experienced. Are we still going to follow and to ignore the abundance love of God?
第二件事情是耶稣走在海面上这个经历。
Another one is Jesus walking on the lake.
把这两件事情排辈对排的放在一起，实际上这两件事情是相关的。
When we put the two stories side by side, we realize they are related.
这一次就是我们讲这个彼得也尝试在水面上行走的那一次。
This is the story that Peter also tried to walk on the water.
你看从一开始耶稣就是有意的哈，你看耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，伯赛大去哈，等他叫众人散开，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
Jesus also did this on purpose. He said, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After leaving them, he went up on the mountainside to pray.
当耶稣看见哈，到了晚上，船在海上，耶稣独自在岸上，看见门徒阴风不顺，摇橹甚苦的时候，他没有马上显现。而是等到夜里约有四更天，就在海面上走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。
When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and he was alone on land. When Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars, because of the wind was against them, he did not immediately went over to them. About fourth watch of the night, he went out to them, walking on the lake.
耶稣的门徒开着船往前走。
The disciples were on a boat moving forward.
耶稣在他们后面上了山去山上祷告。
Behind them, Jesus went on the mountainside to pray.
当耶稣的门徒往前走的时候，就遇到风浪哈，风不顺，他们就无法往前行。
When the disciples' boat was moving forward because of the wind and storm, they couldn't move.
耶稣在山上这一切都看到了。
On the mountaintop, Jesus saw this all.
看到门徒的难处，看到门徒的挣扎。
They saw the struggle and the difficulties the disciples were facing.
但耶稣故意的迟延。
But he delayed his action on purpose.
然后到这些门徒已经挣扎，可能真的是没有力气，走到自己的体力的尽头的时候，耶稣才出现在水面上行走。
When he see the disciples were struggling and they were really out of strength, he started to take action and walking on the water.
所以门徒在前面，耶稣在水面上走，而且要走过他们。
So Jesus was actually walking on the water and walk past the disciples.
为什么走在他并排的时候他没有停下来，他要走过他们呢？
When he was side by side with his disciples, why did he not stop but keep walking to walk past them?
要走过他们，要带领他们前行。
By walking past them, it was intended to lead them.
那这件事情呢，在旧约至少出现过两次。
Similar events happened at least twice in the Old Testament time.
一次是发生在摩西的身上。
Once happened on Moses.
那个时候，摩西上山去领受律法。
When Moses went on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments.
但 山下这些以色列人就犯罪拜金牛犊。
But while he's doing that, the Israelites were worshiping another god.
整个民族软弱跌倒的时候，其实摩西是蛮低落的那个时候。
At that time, Moses was quite depressed because the whole nation was weakened and fallen.
所以他求耶和华神显出他的荣耀来。
So he prayed that Jesus would show his glory.
他想在这种情况下亲眼见到上帝的荣耀。
He wanted to see the glory of God with his own eyes.
那这个耶和华说，你不能面对面见到我的。
God said, well, I cannot be seen by man.
但是我们有一个方法哈，我可以把你先藏在这个磐石的洞里面，用手遮盖你哈。当我经过这个地方的时候，经过以后，你可以看见我的背面，看到我的荣耀。
But God said, but we can do this. How about I hide you in a cleft in the rock, and I walk by you, and you can peek and see the glory of mine.
这就是记载在出埃及记三十三章的故事。
This is written in Exodus 33.
经过这次经历之后，摩西作为以色列人的领袖，他的信心得以成长。
After this, as the leader of the Israelites, Moses' faith grew hugely.
他可以在接下来40年的时间带领以色列这个民族走旷野的道路。
To a point that in the following 40 years, he led the whole Israelite walk out of the wilderness.
第二次有提到说耶和华神经过走到前面去的一个记载是在以利亚的身上。
The next example is Elijah.
在以利亚这个例子上，跟摩西的那个例子有很多类似的地方。他也是当时以色列人的领袖。
Elijah was also the leader of the Israelites at that time.
而且在他看来，全以色列的这个民族都拜偶像了，只剩下他一个人了。
And in his opinion, everybody but himself worship other idols.
实际上不只是剩下他一个人，还有另外7000人是上帝保守，没有向偶像巴利屈膝的人。
In fact, there are another 7,000 people who did not worship Baal.
但的确是公开服侍耶和华神，公开的彰显上帝的荣耀的，就是借着当时的以利亚。
But it is the truth that Elijah publicly worship and glorify Jesus, the Lord.
但是当这个他为神所使用行了极大的神迹之后，他又经历了一次的属灵的低谷。
But after he glorified the Lord, he himself also experienced a low point of his faith.
他自己以为说自己要被杀，性命不保，所以他就逃跑。
He's afraid he's going to be killed, so he ran away.
逃到当初摩西经过的同样一座山，何烈山，就是那个西乃山。
He ran to Mount Sinai, which is the same mountain that Moses.
这个时候，耶稣向他显现啊，这里讲说，耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前。那时，耶和华从那里经过。
This time, the Bible says the Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by."
所以这两个耶稣耶和华的荣耀在摩西的面前经过和在以利亚的面前经过有这样几个共同点。
So the glory of Lord that passed in front of Moses and passed in front of Elijah have some similarities.
第一个共同点就是摩西和以利亚当时都是以色列这个民族的领袖。
The first one is both Moses and Elijah were leaders of Israelites.
作为以色列的领袖，他们自己的信心要首先被建立起来。
As leaders of the Israelites, their own faith need to be established first.
这样他们才能够有能力去带领别人一起来跟随主。
In this way, they would have the ability to lead others to follow the Lord.
第二个，当耶和华的荣耀经过他们往前走的时候，表明说在他们身上都还有没有完成的使命。
Secondly, the glory of the Lord go past them. Signifies that there are unfinished missions on both of them.
所以后来摩西就带着以色列人走了40年。
Therefore, afterwards, Moses let the Israelites walk 40 years in the wilderness.
以利亚经过这次经历以后，他就起来回到以色列人当中，继续的去做先知服事主。
After this experience, Elisha went back to go back among the Israelites and keep being their prophet and to serve the Lord.
第三个共同点就是，都是在他们软弱、跌倒、灵里面很疲惫的时候，神的荣耀经过他们。
The third similarity is both events happened when the leaders were weakened, they were fallen during this weak time.
所以同样的，当这些门徒看到耶稣在水面上走过，而且不是停留在他们面前，而是要往前走的时候，也同样具有三方面的特点。
It's the same when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water and walk by them, there are three similarities.
这些的使徒将来要成为
These disciples are to become the foundation and the leaders of a church one day in the future. Their own faith needs to be established first.
才能够带领其他人凭着信心经历上帝的大能和丰盛。
In this way, they can have the ability to lead others, to have faith in the Lord and to do great things.
他们看到耶稣行走在水面上这个经历，代表着他们还有未完成的使命在前面。这只是训练他们的一部分。They
saw Jesus walking on the water represent that they have unfinished missions on them.
像当初的以色列人和当初的以利亚一样，这些门徒也有软弱，也有跌倒的时候。Like
the Israelites and Elisha in the past, all these people have their weakness, and they have been fallen before.
但主耶稣基督在他们前面行，带领着他们，也今天带领着我们，走过那些艰难，走过那些困苦。But
Jesus Christ walked in front of them. He led them. He also is leading us to go through the difficulties.
所以就是在这一次，彼得看到耶稣在水面上走，他说：“哎呀，主啊，如果是你，我也想在水面上走。”
So, at the same time, Peter, when he saw Jesus walking on the water, he said, Well, Lord, if it is you, then I want to walk on the water too.
耶稣说好啊，你来啊。
Jesus said, Sure.
彼得真的就走下船，走在水面上。
And Peter actually walked on the water.
耶稣的权柄，耶稣的能力，成了当时彼得凭着信心所能支取的极大的一个能力。
So, Jesus ability become what Peter can receive from the Lord by his faith.
但是彼得没有走多远。But
Peter didn't walk too far.
他一旦信心软弱，一害怕就不行了，就掉到水里了。When
he became scared and his faith was challenged, he fell in the water.
所以彼得也好，当初的那个门徒，在那个时候也好，他们的信心还不足以这样的去支取上帝的能力。
So it's either Peter or the disciples at that time. Their faith were not strong enough to receive the power from the Lord at that moment.
这一段结尾的时候特别提到，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
So at the end, it says here in the Bible, they were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened.
五饼二鱼，门徒参与分饼的事，和耶稣在水面上行走，他们也可以支取这个能力，走在水面上。这两件事情排队排的放在一起，耶稣是要达到同一个目的。By
putting the five loaves, two fish, and Jesus walking on the water, the two miracles side by side, Jesus has one and same purpose.
就是这个。主耶稣基督对门徒们的期待是什么呢？ 在接受主差派的时候，他们当知道如何支取上帝的能力，来完成上帝差派他们所要成就的事。Jesus'
expectation for the disciples, when they were sent by the Lord, they should know how to receive the power from God to accomplish what God sent them to do.
用一句话来总结比较好记，就是这句话：你们给他们吃吧。
In one sentence, easier to remember, it is this, that you give them something to eat.
不用等别人，你们，神就在你的边上，神给你供应一切，你们去给他们吃。
Don't wait for others. The Lord is next to you, and you give them something to eat.
你的家人生病了，你要为他们祷告哦。
When your family members are sick, you got to pray for them.
是的，你要让全教会，要让你的属灵同伴、祷告同伴跟你一起祷告，这是没有错的。但是你首先要为他祷告。
Yes, it is right to ask the church and church family, everyone, to pray for the sick person. But you first got to pray for that person.
你家里人还有没有信耶稣的？还有没有重生得救的？你要向他传福音呢，你要为他祷告哦。
If there are family members that who are still not believer, you got to pray for them.
是的，你可以把他带到教会来，带到查经班来，甚至鼓励这个邀请牧师传道人去探访他，这些都是对的。但是你要为他得救祷告。
It is right that if you ask them to come, the pastors and missionaries to come and visit them and bring them to church. But first, you got to pray for them.
你听到教会有受逼迫，传道人被抓起来，基督徒被关到监牢里面，你就要为这些受苦的肢体要祷告哦。
When you hear bad news about missionaries and pastors, we got to pray for them first.
当你看到人的需要，各种各样的需要就在你的身边，你看到的时候，你就要为他去祷告。
When you see all kind of different needs among people around you, you got to pray for them.
这是耶稣讲的，你们给他们吃吧。
This is what Jesus said. You give them something to eat.
这是为什么主给我们这么多的应许啊。
This is why Jesus gave us so many promises.
我实实在在告诉你们，凡我所做的，你们凡信我的人都要做，而且做比这更大的事。
I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater.
这是为什么主耶稣基督给我们应许说，你只要奉我的名向主去求什么，我的父都会赐给你们。
This is also what he said. You did not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you asked in my name.
这是为什么保罗要向我们做见证说，那靠着加给我们力量的，我凡事都能做。
This is also why Paul tells us, I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
那大家会觉得说，哎呀，这些都是圣经里的例子，这都是好几千年前之前发生的事情，有没有一些实际的例子呀？就发生在我们这个时代，就发生在我们身边的例子呢
？Well, people say these are things, examples happened in the Bible time that thousands of years ago. Do we have anything that happened right at this time near our life, in our life?
所以在这里，我给大家做三个见证啊，是我自己亲身经历的。
Now there are three experiences that I can share with you.
第一个是我认识的一个姊妹。
First one is a sister that I know.
她来美国留学读她的博士学位。
She came to the state to pursue her PhD degree.
那在教会里面就蒙恩得救信耶稣了。
Fortunately, she became a follower through a church.
她真的得救了，因为她一得救，她就很盼望她的妈妈也能够信耶稣。
She was truly saved, and right after her, she was saved. She really wanted her mom to also become a follower.
所以她信主不久，她就开始为她妈妈的得救来祷告。
So not too long after that, she began to pray for her mom.
那怎么祷告的呢
？How did she pray?
她说：“我妈妈现在在国内。”
She said, "My mom is in mainland China."
主啊，你可不可以派福音的使者到她的身边，把福音传给她？
Dear Lord, can you please send someone to spread the gospel to her in China?
甚至你可以派天使向她去传福音，跟她讲明这些道理。
You can even send angels to her and to tell her your words.
那祷告一段时间以后，圣灵就提醒她说：“哎，为什么你不去向她传福音呢？为什么你不把她接到美国来？”
After a while, the Holy Spirit reminded her, like, "Why don't you spread the gospel to her? Why don't you bring her to the state?" To be at your side, so you can tell her.
她就心里很挣扎。她说：“你看，我现在读博士学位，本来已经很忙了。”
She was struggled. She was thinking, "Well, I'm pursuing my PhD degree, which is already very busy."
我又是一个单身，我还要找男朋友，我还要这个约会，我还有很多的事情，预备将来这个毕业等等这些事情，我怎么忙得过来？
I'm also single, so I'm looking for someone maybe to have a date and have a plan for my future. I have a lot of busy schedule.
主啊，还是你差派别人，差派当地的传道人向他传福音，带他信主，不更好吗？
Lord, isn't it better if you find someone local in China in my mom's community to help her?
但圣灵就不放过她，她越这样为她妈妈祷告，圣灵的催逼越这个强烈，就说你可以直接把她接到美国来嘛，跟你住一段时间，她让她有机会能够听到福音。But
the more she thinks about that, the more pressure she felt from the Holy Spirit that there's a song talking to her saying, you should bring your mom to the state and to live with you, to be by your side.
所以最后她终于服下来，真的。 很认真地给妈妈办签证，然后接她过来住了几个月的时间，就是在那几个月当中，她妈妈重生得救。And
at the end, she decided to bring her mom to the state. So, she got her visa and she came to the state and lived with her for several months. And during that time, her mom actually became a follower and was saved.
你们给他们吃吧。You
gave them something to eat.
在我们当中，多少父母还没有信主的，我们会不盼望他们快快信主呢？
How many among us that our parents are not saved yet, but we do wish they could be saved?
每一个重生得救的基督徒，真正认识到天堂地狱是如此真实的基督徒，哪有不盼望自己所爱的人快快信耶稣呢？
There's not such a single Christian who realizes the difference of heaven and
但是我要问大家，你为你的父母得救，你做了什么？But
now I'm going to ask you, in order for your parents to be saved, what have you done?
你花了多少的时间精力在为他们真的是认真的祷告？How
much time and effort you spend really on praying for them?
第二个见证是我来美国的第一任牧师，高荣德牧师的见证。
The second one is my first pastor that after I came to the state.
你要在美国，寒假暑假都是有很多一些基督徒的特别的聚会。
In the state, there are special gatherings among Christians during summer break and winter break.
那些夏令营啊、冬令营啊、退休会啊，有些的规模都上千人，甚至两千、三千人都有。
We have gatherings, retreats. Sometimes we have thousands of people gathered together.
所以高牧师在美中也是，他们的这个冬令会、夏令会的规模都是几千人的那种聚会。Pastor
Cao was in the middle of the state, and their gathering usually got thousands of people together.
而且除了这种大规模的退休会之外，他们还办比较小规模的，可能100人左右、几十人的那种门徒训练呐、读经营啊，各种各样的聚会。
Other than the larger scale gatherings, they also have smaller scale gatherings like disciples, trainings, Bible reading camps, things like that, maybe 100 or 200 people.
但让我很感动的就是说，不管这个聚会规模是多大，他们财务上的需要有多大，他们所有的聚会都是凭感动自由奉献。
But what moved me the most is no matter the scale of the gatherings, either it's a lot of people, a big one, or a small scale, their rule for is always a free will.
他们这个冬令会每年12月份呢，在堪萨斯City的一个很大的一个 plaza， 租用那里面很高级的旅馆，在里面聚会。但是所有的住宿、吃饭、注册费等等讲员的费用，全部是要求人去。 来聚会之前就要交上来，而是凭感动，你有感动你就奉献，你感动奉献多少就奉献多少。
Their gatherings sometimes are in the very high-scale hotels in Kansas City, but the spending, the expenses for the speech, the cost, is never a request. It's always people free will donation.
40多年做下来。 他们的施工从来没有缺乏过。
After 40 years in service, their ministries never lack of anything.
上帝就是这样信实的。
God is providing like this.
这是主耶稣基督当时传道的那个地方，小红圈，以色列小小的一块地方。
This is where Jesus was spreading God's word. In Israel, it's in this very small red circle.
耶稣花了整整两年的时间是在加利利，就是以色列的北边的那个小的区域，走遍各城各乡传天国的道理。
Jesus spent 2 years of time, walked through Galilee, which is north of Israel, and then spread God's word.
但是到了保罗呢，他就不光是在以色列这块地方传福音了，他借着一次宣教、两次宣教、三次宣教，把福音带到塞浦路斯、带到小亚细亚，最后又带到欧洲。
But when it comes to Paul, he didn't stay in a very small place. With 3 of his missionary trips, he spread gospel all the way to Rome.
在各地建立教会。
He set up churches everywhere.
这是耶稣所应许的哈。凡我所做的事情，信我的人也同样去做，而且做更大的事。
This is what Jesus has promised in the Bible.
不仅在各地保罗建立教会，而且他关在监牢里，他也写信给各地的教会。
Not only he go to places himself to set up churches, even when he's in the prison, he write letters and send it out to encourage people.
借着他的书信，不仅造就了当时的各地的基督徒和教会，历史历代的基督徒，直到今天，我们也受到他的造就。
With Paul's letter, not only did establish the churches at that time, but even today we benefited from that as well.
历史上向最多的人传福音的人不是耶稣基督，而是这一位 Billy Graham 啊，葛培里牧师。
In history, spreading gospel to the most people is not through Jesus, it's from Pastor Billy Graham.
他一生有直接向超过2亿人传过福音。
He spread the gospel directly to more than 2 billion people.
2019年过世的哈，他几十年的服事当中，他最喜欢做的就是租一个大的这个体育馆，然后成千上万的人一起来听福音。
His favorite thing to do is to rent a huge sports stadium and have tens of thousands of people get together, and he would spread the gospel to them.
在美国、亚洲、欧洲各个地方，全世界他都走遍了。
His footsteps has been all over the world, all the continents.
他最大的一次的聚会是在韩国的汉城，有10万人啊，在现场听他布道。
The biggest event he ever had was in Korea.
而且他的布道通过广播电视的直播，让许多的人同时啊能够看到。
Through the TV broadcasting and radio broadcasting.A lot of people can see and hear.
他生活的那个时代正好是这个广播电视很兴起的那个时代。
At that time, broadcasting and TV was on a rising horizon. So he's using all the media to spread God's gospel.
我们今天又进入到一个新的网络的时代。
But now we are entering internet era.
一场的聚会，同一个时间，不光是在美国的。在大陆的，在台湾，在香港的，包括欧洲的，可以跟我们一起来聚会，来同时听主耶稣基督的福音。
People from all over the world can get online and watch and listen to one speech.
这是我们在过去这两年多时间里面，借着幸福小组网络的服事，我们自己亲身的经历。
This is our own experience in the past that We had our happiness gospel meetings online.
只要我们愿意用信心来回应，来领受上帝的应许，我们就可以经历上帝的应许，说你们要做我同样做的事情，而且要做比我做的更大的事情。
As long as we would like, with faith, we can receive what God has done, and also we can do even better and greater than what Jesus done before.
在服事当中如何？来支取上帝的能力呢
？How to receive the power from God in service？
四件事情大家要注意。
There are 4 things.
第一个，一定要除去我们心中的不信和小心。
First is to get rid of the small faith in our heart.
神的话不难明白。
It's not hard to understand God's word.
但是你读懂以后，要用信心去与神的话去调和。
But after we understand, we got to take action with faith.
第二个，我们支取他的能力一定要祷告。
Secondly, we need to pray.
教会里有很多不祷告的基督徒。
There are many Christians who do not pray in church.
教会当中有好多不需要祷告的基督徒。
There are Christians who do not need prayers.
因为他做的每件事情都计划好了。
Because everything he's done is he's planned.
都是量力而为，都是看着他有多少资源，他就做什么样的事情。这样的事情还需要什么祷告呢？
He already planned everything based on his ability and what he have.
如果你做的事情都是你能看到凭着自己的能力就可以达到的一个目标，那你还需要神的介入吗？
If everything you are doing is already based on your ability, there's no need for God's involving in your life.
再有就是我们要放下我们各样的重担。
And then we need to get rid of all different kind of burdens we have.
现在我们的娱乐、我们的旅游、我们的锻炼身体，这些都成了我们的重担。
Now the entertainment, the traveling, exercising even become our burdens.
我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们的孩子的需要，都成了我们服事上面要放下的重担。
Our job, our kids, our family events also become burdens.When it comes to serving the Lord,
不是说这些事情不重要。
We're not saying these things are not important.
不是说这些事情你完全不去做。
Or you're not supposed to do any of that.
但是如果你的生活的重心都是在这些事情上，却没有把神的国放在你的生命当中的话，这就成了你的重担，这就成了你的问题了。
But if you only focus on these things, but not.Put the Lord in the center of your life, and that becomes your problem.
再有就是，脱去那些容易缠累我们的罪。
And then lastly is to get rid of the sins.
凭着信心，追求圣洁。你可以像保罗一样，像众圣徒一样，经历上帝的那些出人这个意料的那些的应许的应验和实现。
With faith, we can be like Paul, experience the unexpected blessings coming from the Lord.
愿神来坚固我们的信心。
May the Lord strengthen our faith.
使用我们。
Use us.
成为他手中可以行神迹的器皿。
So we can be the tools that he can use.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌。
Now let's sing this response song.
就叫做成为神迹的器皿。
Make me a vessel to bring your miracles.